It's Chicago's Afternoon News. So you take your coat off if you want to be comfortable. Mick O'Rourke, the CEO of Signature Bank, is here. And, well, he still dresses like a banker even in his days of the pandemic. It's very impressive.
We've got to keep up appearances.
Oh, I got you. There we go. Sorry about that.
We've got to keep up appearances.
It's not just appearances. I mean, it's genuine, isn't
it? It's coming here. We're here. We're here representing the bank, and we want to make a good impression on you and your entire listening audience.
You make a good impression every time you're here. How's business?
Business is good. It's interesting. The world is getting right-sized. I think, you know, when we talk about local economy issues, the one thing everybody's facing is the supply issues.
Yeah.
And the real life, I'll give you two real life examples. We have a customer that sells coffee in the skinny cans that also sell White Claw.
Okay. So like pre-brewed or brewed coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Incredible shortages of those cans. You can't get them. So they could sell the product, but there's not enough cans.
Wow.
And then, you know, these are the issues when you hear the supply issues. And then the reason they can't get it is because they can't get the pop tops.
So the cans they could have.
But you can't put the pop tops on. And then, like, the other one, the real life example for all your listeners is when McDonald's says, we can't get bags. This is McDonald's Corporation, the number one consumer company in the local area. They can't get bags. If McDonald's can't get bags, how do you think the hardware store is going to do it?
Mick O'Rourke is the CEO of Signature Bank. Okay, so is that a manufacturing issue? Is it a delivery issue? Or what's the problem here?
I think it's more the latter than the former. The manufacturers are getting the goods to the ports. The ports are backed up. They said if you go out to L.A., the ports out there, you can look out and there'll be 200 ships with cargo containers on them just sitting there. It's like a traffic jam on the Rhine on a Friday afternoon at 4:30 in August.
It's but
on a Friday.
They can't get people to unload the cargo ships?
They can't. And then really what happens is it all starts in China, where there's a backup in China. If there's somebody with COVID in the factory, they send everybody home. Then they catch up and they just keep sending it. And then there could be COVID at the port in China. And it backs up. I mean, there's backups everywhere. This is really beginning to impact everybody. And the reason I give your customers the examples of McDonald's is like that affects everybody. This isn't the manufacturing plant. It really affects everybody.
John Williams does this thing during middays where he has people call and talk about how long they've waited for something.
Right.
And it's just phenomenal. I mean, it's
Steve,
just amazing.
I never thought in this society we would be dealing with this. Like you go to Apt, one of our favorite stores.
Sure.
You can order a refrigerator. They just can't deliver it. This is Apt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unheard of in our society.
And, you know, I guess that talks about how interwoven we all are, really, right?
And we have to break that interwoven dependency.
So how do you do that?
I think what's going to come for, you know, you and I are a little bit older. We both have gray hair.
Careful, man.
And
I'm older than you.
I know, but I'm just being polite and Christian. And there was this thing called just-in-time inventory where nobody carried inventory.
Right.
I think what's going to come out of this is people are going to be more apt to holding inventory because they don't want to deal with these shortages.
Isn't it going to be interesting? I don't know if it's a Michael Lewis book or who writes the book, but about how we've changed, you know, what we do post-pandemic. And you probably won't have the book for 10 or 15 years, but just to look at how things like that have changed because of the pandemic.
Both on a macro and a micro level,
yeah.
You're exactly right. I couldn't agree more. Like, life is evolving and we have to get ready for it.
It really is. Okay, so as a banker, and you've got clients who can't get the, because they're competing with White Claw. And if you have to choose, I don't know, a coffee boost or a White Claw?
You got to go with the coffee boost.
Absolutely,
come on.
Yeah.
We're Marquette guys. We're not drinking White Claws.
Exactly. No. Real chili, maybe.
Yes.
Real chili. But okay, so how does a bank help those clients?
So the perfect example is our customer that's having that issue. They'll come to us and say, we need extra financing to carry this inventory because we can't deliver to our customers. And that's where we have to be responsive, answer the phone, and deliver for our customers in that scenario.
And bank from anywhere, anytime, right?
That's anywhere, anytime, 24/7.
Mick O'Rourke is the CEO of Signature Bank. It's always nice to talk to you. So are you going to the coaches luncheon?
I will be. Will you be my guest?
When is it?
They just sent out the email. I just got it.
I usually don't get it until there's a number of people who've rejected it.
But you will be my guest. We'll sit together and we'll both be there because it's before your show.
We're expecting big things from Shaka Smart,
yes.
Right? I should say we're both Marquette guys,
yes.
Here. So, all right. Well, listen, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And,
it's always great to see you.
I'll see you on the Edens.
Exactly. Watch the speed limit.
Mick and I sometimes talk as we're speeding down the Edens with our windows down, not
exactly.
On the phone.
No,
on the phone.
No texting.
All right. Be well. Good to see you. We'll see you again soon.
God bless.